You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sammy had barely started to sing before Dana just said to me off the air, "Oh my God, I've just done something so stupid, but I don't think I can talk about it." To which I responded, "Sam, would you care to guess?"
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I said, no. You are going to talk about it.
We will come back around to that.
No. Now.
206, it's a lead.
If you done it.
Okay, you know that I love antiquing. And you know that sometimes I get the cart ahead of the horse and end up with an item that is over my head. I mean, it's happened before.
Like maybe a light fixture that's 10 feet tall or?
Yes.
What was that situation
and
again?
Doesn't fit because I didn't measure.
Right.
And so classic example, there is an auction going on right now and they have these gorgeous old doors. And I thought, oh my gosh, the starting bid for these doors is $1. I mean, it's crazy, Scott.
And you've been looking for doors for your fencing project, yes.
The problem is they are 92 inches tall. The doors in our home are 70. Like, so, you know, when you get excited about these auctions, there are times you've got to look at the details. So, yeah, the doors are $1. That's because no home in all of Kansas City, save the ones down Ward Parkway, have door frames that are 92 inches tall.
And reframing a door is so easy. It like has nothing to do with the structural integrity of the home or anything.
So I got lucky. I bid on one of those doors and I got outbid. So lucky. Because what are we going to do with the 12-foot door?
Seven.
I will tell you, this particular auction ends later today. And I did bid on an item and I'm currently the highest bidder. And I don't know how I'm going to tell him I did this. Oh, God. I'm worried that I'm going to get this item. It's stunning.
Why did we bid on it if we don't want it?
How much did you bid?
Very low. It's a very...
Then why are you worried?
Because getting it uninstalled and reinstalled, this is why no one bid on it. It would be like you bidding on a beautiful concrete statuary in Asia, and it's only $1. Well, the problem is to get it here, like there are just certain items that you know, online it looks like, oh, that's a great deal. And then the reality.
So you ordered a bunch of statuary from Asia?
I can't wait. I'm the winning bidder. Oh, God.
Can I see it?
Yeah, it's stunning. Here's the problem.
Can you describe what you're seeing? Statue?
Here's the problem.
I can. Easily.
Scott, this is like the one on Ward Parkway with it's way too big.
Why? Where are you going to put it?
Well.
Did you order an airplane nose?
No, it's so great.
Let me see it again so I can describe it to everybody.
Yeah.
It is a three-tiered orange/white. You remember?
It's 10 feet tall.
Hang on. I'm in the middle of describing it.
It's 10 feet tall.
Do you remember the orange?
It's a 10-foot tall creamsicle.
Exactly. Remember the creamsicle that you would get from the ice cream man when he would drive by?
Yeah.
It looks like a creamsicle. It's got three tiers and then a large pedestal base.
Oh, it's a fountain?
It looks like the one, Dan, on the plaza that used to be in front of... the really healthy store that was down from the you know what I'm talking about right there, that
so
gigantic three tier fountain,
Kansas City's famous fountain.
It is absolutely stunning. The problem is when
she's
bid
$225 for it.
Do you know what it's worth?
$228.
No. Like $20,000.
Oh.
The problem is there's no way to get it from where it is.
Where is it?
Where. At a private home?
Well, you just
in
gotta,
what country?
It is here-ish, but there's literally no way. You would need a crane. That thing probably weighs
1,000 pounds.
Thousands of pounds. And it's on a concrete circular base.
So $225 for the fountain and $20,000 to move it to your house.
Well, she has 4 hours and 50 minutes. She does have 4 hours and 50 minutes until bidding stops.
I'm just going to tell you this. We will know during the body of the show. We will know during the body of the show if I am the proud owner of a 20,000-pound fountain that we will not be able to move.
Math is hard.
Is it like the fountain in the opening sequence of, what was that, Married with Children?
No, or Friends. It's not that big. It's literally like the one that was in front of Seasons 52 on the Plaza.
Okay, another describer needed.
Ward Parkway. There's a couple of them. Mm-hmm. It's big.
Where is it?
I'm not going to say. Listen to what it does say, though.
I want you to tell me where this fountain is.
It comes with a disclaimer that I didn't see. The disclaimer says the winning bidder is solely responsible for hiring qualified insured professionals with appropriate equipment to safely remove, transport, and deliver. We do not provide labor, equipment, or delivery services for this piece.
That just went up to 40 grand.
You assume all responsibility for removal and any damage.
Okay, so I've never done any of these online bidding things. Are you legally required?
Oh, yeah. It is a legally binding bid. Look, there's a base in everything. How do you get a base out of there? Anyway, guys.
You got to get your backhoe. You got to get your crane.
Is anyone forklift certified?
And then you got to get your flatbed semi-trailer.
It's going to take a flatbed trailer.
Oh, my God.
Here's the deal. I got 3 hours. I could easily be outbid, and then we don't have to worry about it.
Danny, you have 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Have you ever considered not bidding on the item?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Sam, I'll send you a picture. You're going to love it. Anyway, how was your night?
My night was lovely because I didn't waste away about $40,000.
No, I don't think it's going to take $40,000. It's going to take creativity.
Persuasion.
From the text line, good news is if you win the bid and don't get it, they'll take your money and then block you from bidding in their auctions again.
Oh, there's that. Yeah.
So this is.
It's a little. I'm going to be honest. It is a little like. It is a little like gambling. Anyone listening who goes.
Is that why you did it?
Yeah. Not this particular piece, but anyone listening who goes to estate sales, there is a garage sale, estate sale rush. That is why when you see the big estate sales like up and down Ward Parkway, there are people lined up outside saving spots at 7 a.m. I don't do that, but there are people who do that. Like, we got to get there at 6 a.m. to get in line. And there is some sort of adrenaline with the hunt for the things.
Did you have that adrenaline hit?
Yes, absolutely. I did.
Okay. Dana, this is a 10-foot tall fountain.
Yes.
Can I offer you a phone number to write down?
1-800-BETS-OFF.
That's the one. How'd you know? Oh, my gosh.
So funny.
Where is it?
I'm not going to tell you where.
Why?
It would be in a neighborhood where one would be able to afford like a $20,000 fountain.
In a neighborhood in another state.
Pick your neighborhood.
Mission Hills, yeah. Lock Lloyd.
Pick your neighborhood.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, pick something like that.
Is it
Fairfax,
in
Virginia?
Is it in the Midwest?
Yes.
Okay. Is it in the state of Kansas and or Missouri?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
$35,000 to remove and install.
Isn't our listener Ashley a truck driver? I'll be like, do you have a rig I could borrow?
Read the descriptor again.
The winning bidder. We don't know that.
That's going to be you.
Will be solely responsible. This is so big, Sam, where it sits, there's planned greenery all the way around it in a circle.
Yeah, no one else is going to bid on this. You are the proud owner of a 40,000-pound, $40,000.
And if you don't come get it, they're going to assume.
How much does, a 10-foot, three-tiered water fountain weigh? Let me look at that.
I'm going to say 1,200 pounds.
Oh, way more than that. The base is probably 1,000 pounds.
It is generally between 1,200 and more than 3,500 pounds.
Nailed it.
They require professional installation.
What is it, made of styrofoam?
Often including a concrete pad.
Sam, I used to be a mover. I can look at items and tell you how much they weigh.
And typically necessitate a forklift for delivery due to their heavy permanent construction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got a pad next to your house, don't you? That pickleball court.
Where are you going
to
put it?
You know.
No, I don't know. That's why I asked the question, where are you going to put it?
I'm telling you, now that I'm looking into this, they all say forklift required for delivery.
Yeah.
Are you forklift certified?
Not only delivery, but removal.
During the break, you could reach out to all your neighbors. Hey, I got a wonderful idea.
You need somebody with a forklift.
Yes.
To go to the home.
Yeah.
Is it within 100 miles of Kansas City?
Yeah.
Is it in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to have to have somebody take a truck with a flatbed.
Johnny's going to kill me.
Guys, this isn't a forklift. This is a crane.
Fair point, sir.
Yeah, you try to pick that thing up with a forklift, it's going to end up on its side. Yeah. Well, then you don't have to bring it home. It'll be broken.
Okay.
You can sell it for scrap.
No, Sam's right. You need somebody with a flatbed and a crane who is going to be able to lift the...
Now, I've watched Ford F-150 commercials, and it's like a rock. And they're always putting stuff like this in their truck. Like, look at me in my truck.
No, they're not. They're
carry a water fountain.
No, they're other not. Stuff in. Actual stuff.
So I don't ever recall the Ford F-150 putting a 10-foot tall fountain in the back of the truck.
We will know in 4 hours and 44 minutes.
And it's orange and white?
No, it's stunning. I'll send you a picture.
It is orange with white, like...
stripes.
Yeah, striping, but not intentional striping.
The good news is there are 15 other bidders. I was bidder 16. So when there's 15 other people going, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to keep an eye on it.
When did you put the bid in?
Like 3 days ago. I thought, there's no way that this is worth like 20 grand. You're not going to get this for $200.
Captain Logic, would you like to weigh in?
You think that somebody's going to bid after 3 days?
They're waiting, Sam. That's how this works.
No, they're not.
You wait until the very last minute, and then you slide in, and you go, I'm going to steal that fountain right out from under.
I love your optimism.
Mm-hmm.
We'll know it. At 6 o'clock, as the show is.
No, we won't. Your math is terrible.
How many hours? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We'll know. I'll be able to tell you tomorrow. Oh, God.
Just keep us posted.
Okay.
Lack of fountain.
Text line says the fountain looks beautiful.
It is beautiful. And it's going in her backyard.
Oh, if it's beautiful, put it in the front yard. The neighbors will love it.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, we can't put it off any longer. Let's get to it. Murdaugh for 4 hours, am I right? The South Carolina Supreme Court today, Dana Wright, overturned disgraced attorney Alex Murdaugh's double murder convictions and his life sentence, ordering a new trial in the killings of his wife and son.
Paul and Mags.
Yeah, I did not kill Paul.
In the latest twist in a winding legal saga, the state's top court ruled that Murdaugh was denied his right to a fair trial because of Colleton County Clerk Rebecca Becky Hill and her improper external influences on the jury. Would you care to explain this?
Yes, she was the clerk that was tasked with like getting sandwiches and bringing them into the jurors. And at one point, it turns out she wanted to write a book about the case. Not good, right? Clearly not a good deal when you got someone with inside information working for a court that's like, I'm going to write a tell-all book about this. But she was going to write a book. When she's in the jury room, she makes a couple of snarky comments, you know, like maybe saying, well, clearly he's guilty as hell, like something along those lines. But he was guilty as hell. Let's all agree on that.
It doesn't matter.
She should not have gone in and made the comment that, you know, do you need me to order you dessert to make this look good? It's so obvious he did this that, you know, she made some comments she shouldn't have.
Get you some pudding if you give me a guilty verdict.
You know, and she was sentenced for her role in that.
You cannot sway the jury.
You cannot sway the jury.
Bingo,
even though
Sam.
There was no other possible conclusion to come here. Of course he murdered them. Do you not remember him saying the entire trial? Wasn't down there. Wasn't down there by the dog pen. Wasn't down there.
And then there was a phone recording.
And then there's a cell phone recording of his poor son that he murdered in cold blood, having a conversation with his dad, time stamped right before the murder.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, okay, I was down there, but I didn't kill him.
Now, he's not going to be a free man tomorrow as they play out the retrial situation.
God.
He is still serving, I think, 40 years after pleading guilty to stealing $12 million from the folks that he was allegedly helping throughout his career.
Correct.
He got 40 years for that, right? For
I the think
embezzlement.
So, yeah.
And, you know, keep in mind, he also hired a hitman to shoot him. Do you remember all the things he did?
Well, that's how it all came out.
I don't remember it as well as you do,
oh,
but.
My God, he is so guilty. Listen to the court.
How old is he?
I don't know, 60, Scott.
So, I mean, why even retry him? He's serving 40 years of a federal sentence for stealing $12 million from his clients. He's going to die in prison.
Is
he? He's 57.
So he would be 97.
Now, do you think he could make the argument that, well, I only pled guilty in that other case because I was already convicted of murder
no,
and was
because
in jail.
He's so guilty of that case. Because remember, he embezzled the money to pay off the debt and to pay. He had a oxycodone habit. He was a drug addict at the time of the murders. Listen to the court. Although we are aware of the time, money, and effort expended for this lengthy trial, we have no choice. This is the court. We have no choice but to reverse the denial of his motion for a new trial due to that woman's improper external influences on the jury. It was a 5-0 ruling.
And do you disagree with that?
I think by the letter of the law.
You can't.
Yeah, you have. You know the justices know he's guilty, too. So they're going, look,
but it
we
was
hate
a
to do this.
Well, but it was a 5-0
vote. No other choice. There's no other choice here.
She literally just cost the state of South Carolina
millions of dollars.
Yep. Absolutely. His legal team says, we look forward
to a
new trial conducted consistent with the Constitution and the guidance that this court has provided. He was convicted 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, no, It was far worse than just making comments to the jurors. She presented sealed court documents that the jurors were not privy to at the time.
Yeah, you can't do that. And she would have known that. That's what I don't understand about this dingling who wanted to write the book, Becky Hill.
Then why would she?
I don't know, Scott.
What is the personal benefit of trying to influence a jury?
She wanted to write a book. She thought she was going to be famous, juror number whatever after the OJ trial.
You can't write a book without influencing a jury? You can't sit there and deliver them their ham and cheese sandwiches?
She also admitted to promoting her book about the trial throughout her public office. Oh, my God. She got probation, by the way. Pardon me, she did not go to jail. But
she's
now
dumb.
She should.
She is dumb. Alex Murdaugh is no longer a double murderer.
Poor family.
Legally.
Her sister. I don't know what to say about the remaining son because I think he's a dingling too. But
did we ever figure out, is it Alex or Alec?
Well, it depends on who you ask and what day the trial was.
Murdaugh.
Well, it's A-L-E-X. To me, that reads Alex.
From the text line, good luck finding a clean jury pool after as much publicity as this story has gotten.
Yeah.
How many documentaries? I've watched them all.
Oh. Okay, why? Let me ask you that, Sam, because you have and I did too.
So did I.
Is it because we just want everyone to know that he's so guilty that those documentaries somehow made it worse? It cemented that of course he did it. Remember he said he was going to go visit his mom, who he never visited. And there was a home health nurse at home, and he comes in with this trash bag of clothing that they never found, by the way.
Wasn't there
hey, I just need to see my mom for a couple minutes, but would you, if anyone asked, would you please tell them I was here 40 minutes, not five?
Wasn't there also a nanny that died?
The housekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
Fell down the flight of stairs.
Yes,
yeah.
The housekeeper that, quote, fell down a flight of stairs.
There was also the friend of Buster's.
That's right. Killed on the side of the road.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And not to mention the boating incident that killed one, at least.
Oh, my God, with that young girl.
There was the boating incident. That's right.
Yep.
913-58.
People who work for Dateline are cheering today because the devil is dancing.
Somewhere out there.
What is Nancy Grace saying today?
Oh, you know she's going to be front and center on this tonight.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Somewhere out there, the devil is dancing tonight.
Sam, when are we getting that camera in here?
No.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I think we are going to hard pass on the camera in the studio.
I don't think you have a choice. I don't have a choice.
These are the words that were just uttered in this room. Ooh, ooh. Johnny is going to kill me.
Yeah, Dana, I went and looked at this fountain. Since we're going back to that for a second.
We're not.
No. We're going to visit that every hour.
No, we're not.
Because she has been the top bidder for the last 3 days.
You do recognize in that photo that it's sitting in effectively a small pond, right?
Yes.
Mm. So we talked about
does
this.
Does Johnny know concrete that base. He's going to be building a concrete pond?
Oh, I think the concrete pond comes with it,
Oh,
Sam.
No. They definitely are not pulling that out of the ground.
The concrete pond is concreted to the ground.
You got
to
build your own pond.
Concreted.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Literally, Sam, all I heard was, Johnny's going to kill me. And I said, whoa, wait, hang on just a second. I said, I thought you told him you had bid on a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I did.
Yeah.
But, and that's all she said.
Okay.
And, no, I'm not kidding. Okay. And then she goes, now, technically Willem, her fourth mm-hmm. child, second son, she goes, technically Willem is
forklift certified.
You can't use a forklift.
Is he crane certified?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Is he licensed?
No.
Is he insured?
No. He is neither.
Does he own a semi?
Bonded and insured.
I am going to reach out to Johnny.
Please don't. Please don't. He's at work. And no, we're going to, this is all going to work out.
Yeah.
Just, yep. Yep. All good. No, stop it. Do not. Do not.
I'm just going to brag that you are currently the top bidder on a fountain.
No, I don't think we need to reach out to him and let
him know
that.
From the text line, just rent a helicopter. Fly that thing home.
I'm going to call Johnny Rollins. Be like, what are you doing next Tuesday?
Dana is currently the top bidder on the fountain.
Good. Let's just leave it at that, please. And then on Fountain Day, I could have you guys all out. We could pass out Royals banners.
And why would we do that?
Because we could celebrate Fountain Day with the fountain.
Yeah. Mm. $225, $10,000 to get it to the house.
On the low end.
Okay, I hate you. Stop. Leave him alone.
No.
You are going to make this worse. Leave him alone.
Dana, what do you think is going to happen when you end up winning the fountain?
We've got 4 hours.
At some point, Dana, nobody's made a bid in 3 days. That's not good. You're going to win this fountain.
I don't think it's going to be as complicated as you think it is.
Okay. Nearly half of Americans say they lack fun in their lives.
Not me.
According to a new survey.
Not you.
No, absolutely not.
I work with you guys.
Beg your pardon?
I said I work with you guys.
What is that supposed to mean?
There's never a dull day.
Oh, thanks. 5,000 adults were surveyed. 48% of the nation says that they feel that their overall life is currently lacking in fun. 12% of Americans say they can't even remember the last time they had a full free day to have fun. Huh.
So here's another take on the story you're reading. Is fun gone? 1 in 2 Americans say yes. And by the way, this was a state-by-state poll.
It was 5,000
Americans. People.
That is correct.
Okay, so what do you consider fun? Well, first we have to define fun.
Okay.
What do you consider fun?
Because
I would say you don't have a lot of it.
I don't?
I think you have a very enjoyable life. But I don't know if you were ranking Sam and Dana and Scott on fun. You do not. You love your Wheel of Fortune. Okay.
I feel like I'm about to be insulted.
No,
here, Sam.
There's a difference. This is why we need to define fun.
Okay.
There is a difference between having fun in your life and having an enjoyable, peaceful life. They're two totally different things.
But isn't having a peaceful, enjoyable life in and of itself fun?
Depends on what you're looking for in life.
Like, Sam, it's not my idea of fun. We think it's a little odd. Likes to go out to the middle of nowhere in some place I can't find on a map.
It's called the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Yep.
He goes to the UP, and mm-hmm. that's fun for him. That's why I'm saying we've got to define fun. You, when I say fun, I don't mean I go home and watch Wheel of Fortune and you and T hang out and have a great time together. Yep. What is your definition of fun? Would it be going to a concert with your brother?
Yes.
Okay, there's one.
Mexico.
Okay.
Clearly, that's like my epitome of
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, you're going to go twice this year.
Yes, we're going in the first week of August.
Fun is figuring out how to move a fountain that weighs 2 tons.
So fun.
So, for example, in your life, okay, and I'm not picking on you.
Oh, here we go.
Golf is fun.
And relaxing. That checks two boxes.
Golf would be torture.
I think you'd like being outside.
I do like being outside without a golf club.
So fun for me, when you think about fun, we listen to a lot of live music. We're going to go do that tonight.
Good.
Relax, listen to some music. That's fun.
Are you going to Charlie Puth?
I'm not. Why do I have, I don't like that name. Travel is fun. I would agree with you on that.
Sure. Absolutely.
Spending time with family, absolutely fun. For some of you, not fun. That's why we have to define this. Some people would say hanging out with their family, they would rather pull their fingernails out with pliers.
But I would make the argument to you that what I do in my life probably sounds boring to you.
But it's fun for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Going to a Chiefs game. Absolutely fun.
Super fun.
I'd rather go to Sporting or the Royals than the Chiefs.
Okay. I like to do that, Sam, once a season. I like to go to the game. Mm-hmm. All the other times... home,
watching it on TV. Okay.
I think this study is really about the monotony of life and how so many people, and a study we talked about yesterday out of the UK with our work week and how it impacts our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I think for most people, we wake up, we go to work, we maybe have a few chores after work.
Groundhog day.
We go to bed. We wake up, we go to work.
Yeah, I can see that.
Run a few errands, go to bed.
I will say this. This show is fun for me.
Me too.
Like, I laugh and we goof and, you know, we have some serious topics. We have some goofy topics. But I enjoy doing the show. It is fun for me.
They even ask people, Scott, if you don't get enough fun, if you're one of the 50% that you don't get enough fun, how many hours would you need to change that? And the average was 17 extra hours per week. Another 12% within that body of that study said they could not remember the last time they had a full free day to have fun. And here's what I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah.
If you lack any time to have fun, you cannot remember the last full day you had to have fun. The next time you get a day off, you know what you're doing? You're not going to Worlds of Fun. You're not going out and going skydiving.
You're melting into
the couch. You are melting into the couch and enjoying just quiet and peace and serenity.
But I wonder if the results of this survey are because people are in monotonous, boring jobs.
Yes.
And that consumes, you know, you sleep 8 hours a night.
Yep. 40 to 50 hours of work.
You're not at work 8 hours a day, but you're at work 8 hours a day. But for part of that time... when you're not at work, you're getting ready for work.
Thinking about work.
Coming home
and— answering emails from work.
Coming home and having to cook dinner. Boring, monotonous things.
Does this go back to our peace of mind conversation a little bit where maybe we put too much, we set the bar too high when it comes to fun? Because I think that 17-hour number, not having a full day, is very interesting. I can't tell you the last time I had a full day of nothing to do.
What would you do with it, Sam?
If I want to work something in, I have to find a 2 to 3, 2, 3, 4 hour window that I can do something like yard work or something like that. I have to, or take time off work so that I can find time to do those things. But I do it because I need it for balance.
Then your days off don't become days off. They become, okay, these are the 2 days I have to get the other stuff done.
But what do you mean you don't remember the last time you didn't have a day where you didn't have to do anything? It wasn't that long ago when you went to the UP.
Well, yeah, that's fair, but I took off work to do that. But I mean, like, in any given week, so, you know, Sunday to Saturday, you have to carve out that time to go have fun. Like, for example, I went and played darts with my buddy for 2 hours on Monday night.
But that wasn't a point. You have to carve that out.
Yeah, did that break out of my norm? Did it kind of throw off my regular schedule? Did I eat dinner a little bit later than I should have? Absolutely. But I wanted to have fun. And so I think we say, oh, well, I've got these obligations, so I can't do it. And we're not willing to make the adjustments to
and
then
make the time
fun.
To do it.
Do you know what's not going to be fun for you?
What?
Going home.
I actually hate you right now. Leave him alone.
He texted me. I wrote, Dana is currently the top bidder on the fountain. $225, $10,000 to get it to the house. Would you like to hear his response?
I could probably tell you what it is.
If I were you, I would not go home tonight.
What does it say?
WTF? ? What fountain?
Oh, he knows about the fountain. I told him I bid on a fountain.
She told me she bid on curtains for $35.
And a fountain.
And how big does a fountain have to be to cost $10,000 to move? Big enough, we probably don't have room for it, I am sure.
Also a great point from the text line. Does it come with the pump and the piping?
Yes, it does come with the pump and the piping.
Okay.
Yep. Good talk.
So half of Americans say they don't have fun in their lives. What does that mean? Do you not have fun in your life?
Wait, I want to ask one more question.
Go ahead.
I wish they had broken this out by age. Because over 65, I think most people are going to say, yeah, I have fun all the time. I'm retired. Hmm. In the middle of your working years, I think it's going to be less. In your college years, it's going to be high. In your child rearing years, I think the number goes way down.
Really?
Because it's all about
the kid.
Providing for the kids. You don't go on vacations. What do you go on? Trips.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So just a quick update on the fountain that Dana is currently the leading bidder on. I sent Johnny a photograph, and I wrote, coming your way. Nice pineapple on top. This fountain, by the way, is about 10 feet tall. He goes, here's his response. You ready? Oh, hell no. Probably needs a base and a water line, too.
He always knows these things.
Now we're up to $15,000. That's just a fancy place for her birds to crap.
Nice.
You know, my dad would say the same thing. That's a fancy place where the birds are going
to
poop.
Let's go to Justin in Shawnee. Justin, good afternoon.
Let's go to fun Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hey, I hope you guys are having fun today.
We are. We are.
My wife and I, we have a three-year-old and a seven-month-old, and we have fun, but it takes work. Like, you have to plan your life around your schedule. I mean, outside of work and a few other things that dictate our lives, we're in charge of what we do. I just bought my wife concert tickets for Mother's Day.
Oh,
good. She's going to take a friend of hers to go see a concert that somebody she's always wanted to see. We're talking about trying to go see a Monday Night Football game. We want to take the kids to a Royals game. We just took the kids to Sporting KC. Like, We have fun, but fun is also, I think, as you said, Dana, in your child rearing years, I think the definition of what is fun might look a little bit different
for
than
sure.
Maybe what it would look like if you didn't have kids. And I think some people have trouble adjusting to that.
Justin, I'm curious, do you have family that happens to live in town?
Yeah, she's from Tongi, I'm from Merriam. Good. Like, we don't rely on our parents to watch our kids. I mean, like, every once in a while, like, hey, mom, can you come watch the kids? We'll make sure they're already in bed, make sure the house doesn't burn down, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, outside of that, like, it's on us. Like, we're raising our family, and we're having fun doing it.
Good for you.
Good for you. Sam has some bad news, Dana.
What?
Did you happen to scroll down on that description?
No.
It doesn't come with a pump.
Mm. Okay.
The pump is broken. Has been for years.
Maybe I can blow bubbles into it with a straw.
And I quote, non-operational.
I didn't look when I bid. I'm just going to be honest. I saw the top of it and it looked cute. I didn't look. I didn't even look.
Maybe you just eat this $225.
And just tell them, just keep it.
Yeah.
They will sue you to come get it.
Oh, they love me.
John in Topeka. John, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, I think it's all about your attitude on how you're having fun. Like, shopping at Walmart is not fun, but shopping at Walmart with my wife, now that's fun because we'll dance in, we'll goof around, we'll pick up a football and toss it to random, you know, like give an arm pump and the stranger will be like, put his hands up and toss it and just randomly have fun. Or like driving on 35 trying to merge on 635.
Not
that much fun with the traffic. But listening to Dana's problems and how she has to now buy a pump, that's kind of fun. Yeah, and the foundation, too, on that, you know, thing to be able to hold it up. But I know a guy that works on pumps on fountains, so if you need some help on that.
John, I will look you up. I appreciate it.
I'm on Facebook.
Okay. By the way, the survey identified that fun plans are most often barred because of cost and budget, personal schedule, work schedule, friends and family not having time to do anything, and general burnout.
I think burnout is at the top.
I love John's mentality, though, because, you know, going to make dinner, you can either be mad that you have to make the dinner, or you can do your best to enjoy doing
it. How many times, Sam, have you dreaded going to do something that you agreed to do? And then once you get there, you have a good time? Because
I am
guilty of that, where I will say, why did I agree to go do this? And then we get there, and it's a blast. So it is. Attitude is important.
913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum has the news coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.